Welcome to Faith Break, finding God moments in your everyday. Each week on Faith Break, hosts Karen Luke and Ann Gallagher bring spiritual refreshment to your daily life. Today is December 15th, 2024, the third Sunday in Advent. Karen and Ann explore Advent's third weekly theme, joy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our weekly podcast. We are in Advent, and we are taking a faith break together today. I'm Ann Gallagher.
And I'm Karen Luke.
And we are ministers together. We are moms, wives,
friends.
We are friends. And we are here to help you find God in your normal everyday life.
Yes.
So, Karen, do you have a God moment for this lovely day?
Yes, my God moment. So the third week of Advent is joy.
Yes, we're in joy week.
We're in joy week. And I have had so much joy in my little God moments with our reconciliation kids.
Oh, yay.
The littles on our Zoom. So for those that don't know, we Zoom our chapter classes. And I feel like the Brady Bunch because everyone has their own little box. And we were talking about forgiveness. Well, obviously, reconciliation and forgiveness. But we were talking about how we need to say, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. Like that whole reciprocation, yes. Right? And this one little girl raises her hand and she goes, what if we forget to forgive? What if it's too hard to forgive? And I'm
wow,
yeah. Is that not a God moment? Because
sometimes it is hard to forgive.
Right? And I had to be honest with them. And I'm like, it's not always easy. But like just the God moment of their questions.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you want to know the meaning of life, ask a seven-year-old.
Right.
Because they have like, they have all the answers.
I love it.
So that's my God moment is just being present with them on their journey and their little questions. And sometimes so I can't even answer them.
Right.
I don't even know the answer.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it. So what was your God moment for?
So this week, my God moment is about my oldest kid, Liam.
Love Liam.
Liam. So we spent the weekend, Liam's big into robotics. And so there was like an off-season event that was happening. And Liam has a new school and a new team this year. So we've been going through lots of changes. And
did he get to do what I think he got to do?
Yes, he did drive the robot, but it's not about that. He did a great job driving the robot, but it was a joy for me to see him have so much joy and be so comfortable with his new team and in this new environment. And it's just the FIRST Robotics is a great welcoming, awesome, inclusive space for all adolescents. In my experience, it's just been an amazing organization to get to see how they work. But just to see him on his new team and like, it was just great. It was just great to see, you know, when you have a kid who's been struggling and then you see them just like kind of start to
come into their own.
Yeah.
That's
so that
awesome.
Was just as a mom, it was just like so great to see that.
Yeah.
And he'll be really mad that I talked about him on the podcast, but
he doesn't watch it. So.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
But, whoever knows him, don't tell him.
Yeah. So Liam and his new team are my God moment this week.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about joy.
Okay. Joy.
Joy. Well, last week you said you were going to explain why the pink candle.
Oh yeah.
So why don't we start with why the pink candle?
Perfect. Okay.
We should have had an Advent wreath, but we didn't.
We failed. That's okay. Hey, it's a mom adulting moment that whatever. So the pink candle, the reason why we celebrate joy on the third Sunday is because it's the anticipation. And like we're almost there. We're almost ready for the birth of Christ. So that's why we have the pink candle. The other are purple because this is a different Sunday. This is like our, okay, we're almost there. We're ready. This is going to be.
I think I read an article recently about like anticipatory joy. And it was about like, sometimes it's more fun to like plan your vacation than to go on your vacation. I mean, it's still fun to go on your vacation, but that like a large amount of the pleasure we get from some of these like awesome things that happen, like you get it as you're waiting for it to happen or as you're preparing for it to happen.
Yeah. So as a church, we're supposed to be in this anticipation of joy.
Yeah.
But as adults...
In December. We're losing our minds.
I don't think we embrace that joy enough. I mean, I don't.
I know, right?
I don't. Yeah. And I don't see it in the stores.
This is one of those times where it is awesome to work with young people in the church, though, because... Or just like... I mean, for us working in the church, like... You just shared about the First Reconciliation Kids. Yeah. And when I was thinking about our topic for today and joy and like, well, where have I felt joy? I mean, being in youth ministry, there are so many joyful moments. And like, definitely one of the best things about our jobs is that we get to spend time with teenagers and all of their energy. Now, sometimes it's a lot and, you know, up and down and all over the place. But like their capacity for joy is just huge. And I was thinking back to like last year, a year ago or so, when we got to go to the National Youth Conference.
I can't believe that's already been a year.
I know. It's time to gear up for the next one, too.
It is time. Yeah, I'm excited.
But just the experience of being in a stadium, and like in a football stadium with thousands and thousands of teenagers who are rejoicing in prayer and like dancing and singing and laughing. And I mean, it's just the best feeling ever. So I'm super grateful that I get to... spend time with them. And even like that 10-hour bus ride was joyful. Remember? I like the kids in the middle of the night.
Yes, it was. Okay. Well, it was probably more joyful for you because you were sitting with all of our people. I was up in the front by myself.
You had Will with you for some of it, didn't
you? And then I was on the drive home.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, the drive home was more of a joyful experience. But
gotcha.
So we want to make that distinction in the third... Mm-hmm. Sunday of Advent, because it's not about it's a joyful experience, and a lot of time we take into thinking and prayerful about what it means, and then this way we're like it just twitches that okay, we're only a week away. And this year I'm so excited because the fourth Sunday of Advent is actually the fourth Sunday of Advent and not also Christmas Eve.
That was crazy last year. That's terrible when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a nice long Christmas break.
Not only that, but like we, as ministers, we can actually enjoy joy the time frame, and it's not so rushed.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But so when I was looking up all this stuff for today,
you found all of our joy passages today.
I found, well, not all of them, because there is a total of around 430 times that the word joy, rejoice, or joyful appears in the Bible.
Awesome.
I mean, that's super cool.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we think the Bible is like all this doom and gloom, but like 430-ish times where this is the distinction. Now, this is interesting too. The word happy or happiness, which is different from joy, those words only appear about 10 times.
Ah.
So the idea, like as I was doing research and stuff, but like joy is lasting over a period of time. Happiness is in the moment, like in the present.
More superficial, more passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. I love it. And I was noticing in a lot of those scripture passages that you shared as we were preparing for today, and also with the some of the mass readings for the third Sunday of Advent are actually relevant to joy. But like the joy is happening because God is present, or because God is present, there's joy, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's not just joy because something went well.
Oh,
it's joy because, or like I'm in a good mood. It's joy because God is in it. And so it has to do with presence. And in Advent, of course, we are rejoicing because God is becoming present to us. God is being born into our world and into our hearts. And the psalm for this Sunday is cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel, right? Mm-hmm. We have joy because God is with us. So
I like the idea of like that lasting joy, because like happiness, like I'm happy today, But who knows what tomorrow is going to be. Right. But we are called to be joyful people. Mm-hmm. So we can always find those moments of joy, even if there is moments of sorrow.
Yeah.
Or moments of desolation. We anticipate that will always be there because of the presence of Jesus.
I like how at the beginning of Mass, Father Rob always asks the community for their joys. Like, what are the joys we're celebrating? He's got such a nice way of bringing the people together and, yeah, like sharing that joy because God is with us in all these ways.
Can I give a little like side note?
Sure.
Okay, so Father Mike doesn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever it's my birthday weekend, it's always Father Mike.
Oh, we didn't get to share your birthday. Oh.
So it's so funny. Oh, it's like I always like because the kids know. The kids know when it's my birthday, and they're super sweet about it. And then, like, they're always like, oh, I'm going to see it at Mass. I'm going to see it. And then it's Father Mike, and they don't get to see it.
We can do it this weekend.
No, it's okay. My birthday's passed. It's fine. No.
Still your birthday
month.
Don't
bring it up. No, actually, it won't be.
It won't be your birthday month anymore.
No,
oh,
my birthday month
bummer.
Ends on Thursday.
Well, speaking of Father Mike, though, I got a shout-out for him, too, though, because I was noticing. We had a hard funeral recently. Another hard funeral. We've had a lot of them this year.
Yeah.
But he's so good at, he's good at funerals. Mm. Rob is good at funerals too. But Mike always makes a point of saying that the tears are a grace.
Yeah.
And then he says, and the laughter is a grace. So as you're remembering your loved one who has passed, you know, enjoy the tears and enjoy the laughter, and sometimes at the same time,
right.
Because they both carry all this spiritual energy and all this, it's just a release, right? And like God's in all of that.
It's in all of it.
Yeah.
It's messy, but it's beautiful.
So they both do their own thing in their own way.
Oh, absolutely.
And so
joy. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm just wondering, we talked about our joyful moments in ministry.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have a joyful memory?
I do. Okay. I have one that came right to my head. It was so cute. This is a family one. It's about a family trip we recently took. So I have a cousin who lives in town who I'm really close with. And she has a boy about Liam's age and a girl about Bridget's age. And then she's got a third little guy, JP. And it's so fun because, you know, the older kids are teenagers now, but JP is still a kid.
Yeah.
And so he always brings this like great, joyful energy. But we did a combined trip to Disney in February of last year.
God bless
it was
you.
So talk about like having joy in the planning of your vacation. We did. It was fun. But we had this. Yeah. And it was like just a crazy week. It was so good. We made all kinds of memories. But there was one night when. And Disney's crazy now. You make like reservations for the rides and you have to
think about.
There's a whole thing like winning. We were deep into the detail planning of it. And we had to get from one side of the park to the other side of the park to get a ride reservation for like the great big roller coaster at the end of the night. But we had to go through the parade that was happening and the fireworks that were happening. And we had to like run.
Book it. Yeah.
We had to book it, and it was through a huge crowd. And somehow earlier in the day, John, who's my cousin's husband, had let JP buy a sword at the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And as we were running through the parade, trying to get to the roller coaster, and he had taken the sword away because when you buy a kid a sword, you immediately have to take it away because they're
hitting
each other with it. And so, but like, we need to get through the crowd, and the Pirates music comes on, like, as part of the parade. And John looks at JP and he's like, it's time, son. And he gives him the sword. And JP just like swashbuckled his way through the crowd. And he cleared a path and we just ran behind him. And I was laughing harder than I have ever laughed. Like, it was just the funniest thing. And it was so just like you couldn't have planned this.
Right.
It just like happened. And this little kid was just like pirating his way through Disney. And we were all along for the ride. And it was just pure joy.
I think those moments where it's unscripted, those are the most joyous.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have one?
I mean, I have a lot of moments, but I think, so when I was growing up, it was very like my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve and then my other grandparents on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And it was always like, I'm a tradition.
Yeah.
I love my traditions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the first year that my brother and sister got married the same year, not to each other. To different people. But,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I asked them, I was like, look, can we just have one more Christmas morning? Because I was still living at home. They're 10 and 11 years older,
yes, right.
10 and 9 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm still living at home. And I was like, can we just have...
One more
Christmas morning.
Aw.
And that's all, like, and they both agreed. So their spouses slept over.
Aw.
And we all woke up Christmas morning together.
Did you have matching PJs?
We did not do matching PJs. I don't think my brother would allow that.
Okay.
But it was just, like, when I think back at it, like, that was just such a joyous time because they were willing to do that for me.
Yeah.
And we had that whole day. Yeah. But then, like... those other joyful moments, like when they started having kids and I got to be the aunt that spoiled them and, you know, and then when my kids came along and now we're all, unfortunately, we don't get together for Christmas morning anymore. Mm-hmm. But the cool part is that our tradition changed.
So now you have your own
family.
So
now
thing.
We have like one full day.
Yeah.
We're not like running around at different places, but like you were talking about just laughing is hard and all of that. Mm-hmm. Whenever... my brother and sister and I and my parents are together. Just, there's nobody else in this world, right?
That you can laugh with like you laugh can, with
yeah,
them.
It just is, it brings tears to my eyes, the amount of laughter that we have. So I cherish those joyful moments because as stressed out as it is trying to coordinate when we get together.
Yeah. That's always like...
but like the present in the moment, joyfulness of being together is really fun.
And we're so close to Christmas now.
I know.
It's coming up.
Yay.
I noticed something
in some of these
readings. And I brought a little something for show and tell today. This is a gift that my sister gave me. She gives the best gifts. My sister's a really good gift giver. And she gave me this one Christmas, and it is, well, hold on, I'll get to that. I'm going to back up into it, because what I was noticing about the readings is that, remember last week we were talking about, like, peace being, like, peace guarding your heart?
Yeah.
And being almost like armor?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of these passages about joy, especially the first reading from Mass this week is from Zephaniah, and it says, "Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst." And then I was looking at some of the other passages you shared, and it feels like discouragement is presented a lot of the time as like sort of the opposite of joy or the shadow. Like joy overcomes our discouragement.
Yeah.
And I think just thinking about my own spiritual struggles, that I think discouragement might be like my biggest shadow. Like that's the area where...
you get discouraged quite a bit.
Yeah, but I don't show it to people. I show it to you and probably to Brian, but not a lot. Like, I think I project a lot of joy, but like on the inside, I feel discouragement a lot.
Yeah.
And I just was really thinking about this, like how joy can heal our discouragement, or like when we are feeling discouraged, when we find the joy, we won't be discouraged anymore. Like, that's what brings us out of it. And so what my sister gave me that I love so much, this is a quote from Narnia. And so this is, if you've read the Chronicles of Narnia, you know it's like an allegory for the Christian story, kids' books. And the Jesus figure is a lion named Aslan. And when there's, in the first book, Aslan goes through the whole Christ story, the whole Paschal mystery, right? And so he dies and he's resurrected. And one of the things he says to Lucy, who's the little girl who has been faithful and there with him through his death and resurrection. He says, courage, dear heart. And this is what my sister gave me. And because I need to be told to have courage a lot.
Yeah.
And when things get hard. And so this picture hangs, you know, in the morning I like to do I have my God time and my workout
time. Oh, you're so good at that.
But so this Aslan, like, here's my elliptical machine and here's my Aslan picture. It's like directly in front of me every morning. I look at this picture. And I think it's because I always need to be reminded to take heart, right? And the scene after he's died and comes back to life, the joy that the girls have with Aslan, like, he's like, get on my back. And so the girls get on his back and he just runs.
Yeah.
He runs. And it's all that, like, the joy that God wants to share with us. Like, take courage. Climb on my back. Yeah. We're going for a ride. So that was, I don't know, kind of a roundabout way of sharing my reminder to be joyful that I give myself every day so that I don't get discouraged when things seem impossible.
You know, what's good about that is, like, we're not going to ever not be discouraged or sad.
Yeah. It's always.
But we, like, the whole point of, like, God moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Jeff, who's on the back end of this, you know, just told us that somebody he knows, one of the nuns he works with, calls him God winks. Like, how cool is that? Like, no matter what we're doing or feeling, God is always present.
Yeah.
And we just have to have our eyes and ears open to that.
Yeah.
That's, oh, I love that. And there's different types of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like happiness, there's one happiness. You're just happy. Like, there's different kinds of joy. I'm just going to go through a little bit of it because I think it's really interesting because sometimes we think of different words meaning completely different things, whereas they can be and or instead of totally separate.
Yeah.
So we have the joy of excitement, a feeling of being unable to contain one's joy. So
that's
the NCYC moment. That's like when you're a little kid coming down from Christmas and you just see everything there. And we get, like, you know, go to my favorite place, NCYC, and things like that. Pleasure, an enjoyable experience that feels good in the contrast to pain and suffering. So, like, those moments of joy that we have, that pleasure of knowing that we have our family and things like that. Contentment, which I think you're really good at contentment.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because you make time for it. Like, that's...
Okay.
Like, you're really good
to
at... Just, like...
Not much time.
I know, but it's more than me. Right? So contentment is finding joy in what you already have and being satisfied with your possessions, status, and situation. You know, you're not looking for that. Grass is greener on the other side. Gratitude. Now, I wouldn't have thought gratitude was similar with joy.
Yeah. But it is, though.
But it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a positive emotion that comes from recognizing that you have benefited or been a recipient of wonderful intentions.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you are remembering to be grateful, you're going to be more joyful.
Right.
Because it's that whole, like, you know, we have, like, that negativity bias, like we focus on what's wrong, but when you train your brain to focus on what's good or what you have to be thankful for, it changes your whole mindset.
What is it, like, for every five, you know, like, one positive for every five negatives or something like that? Like, it's weird.
I don't know, but it's
right.
Rough.
It's something like that. Yeah. Like you need like five. No, I think you need five positive encouragements
to outweigh one negative.
To outweigh one negative. I think that's what I meant to say.
That feels true,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then so we need to have even more joys.
You have to have more joys, and it's hard, especially in this time of our society.
I got you.
Bliss, an intense feeling of joy where everything feels possible, and you feel light as air.
Have
you ever
that.
Felt blissful?
Yeah, at NCYC.
Yeah.
I'm a little hung up on it. We've got to move on.
I know.
Because we only get to do that once every 2 years.
Elation, an extreme exhilarating joy that can feel like rising or expanding and may even cause lightheadedness. I felt that when I gave birth to my kids. But I think I was really feeling like I was going to pass out. No, it was like... I think I felt elation.
When it was done?
When I was holding them.
I know, right?
It was like, oh my gosh, you were just in here, and now you're here.
And you're a person.
Like, that's weird.
No, and guess what? God did that.
I know.
And Jesus.
It's so
weird. Isn't
that
crazy?
It
like, is. Do you ever just stop and be like...
I do.
What the heck was he thinking?
And like, I now...
He became a person.
I think I'm going to be even more elated.
Okay.
In January, when my nephew and his wife have their baby.
Yay.
And I'm going to be a great aunt.
What?
I know.
You're too young to be a great aunt.
I know. I'm going to be the greatest.
Nonsense.
Aunt. Okay, two more. Optimism, okay. A form of joy that can be influenced on how you look at the world, which we
That's a hard one to have. Oof.
And then gladness, just the overall experience of joy and pleasure. And I, you know, like...
Different flavors of joy,
right.
A flavor for every occasion.
So, like, if we don't think that we are joyful people,
right.
You have, obviously, one of these seven, you have to feel, hopefully, at least once in your day.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Even if it's just contentment, that's joy. It counts.
It does count.
Right.
So... I thought I'd share that because, I mean, we talk about, we think about a word as being only one thing.
Yeah.
And it could be much more.
Like lots of different angles.
Right.
To get at the same.
Yeah.
Same virtue of joy, right? Because joy.
Yeah, joy is a virtue.
It's also something you practice.
Yeah.
That's something that you just get.
Try to find some time that you are blissful and elated.
Or... Just glad. A little
glad
is fine. I feel glad today.
I feel contempt. Or no. I don't feel contempt. I feel content.
Yes.
See, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I think we've talked a lot about joy.
But
we got to give a shout out.
I was going to say our joyful shout out.
All right. Who are we grateful for this week?
Okay.
You do it.
Okay. I am grateful, elated, blissful, everything. For Pat Gayshock.
Yay, Pat! Pat is seriously one of the most joyful people I think I've ever met. She radiates.
She does radiate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she oozes just this awesomeness of her.
Is a volunteer and, like, helps us out a lot with so many things around
parish.
But one of the things she does so well is she welcomes all of our littles as they are coming into their religious ed classes on Sunday mornings.
Yeah. And she's like my right-hand brain.
Yep.
I don't want to say right-hand, like, man. Like, she's my brain. She reminds me of everything. And interesting story is she was my religious ed teacher when I was in middle school. And
Full
that was
circle.
Just last year.
Right. You look great.
So I want to give a shout-out to Pat because she is just so joyful. And every time I see her, no matter how I'm feeling, I just, I feel relaxed. So.
Yep. We love you, Pat.
Love
Thanks
you, Pat.
For bringing
Thank
the joy.
You. All right.
All right. I think that's it for the week.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you back for the Advent love.
That'll be we'll wrap
our
up Advent
final,
next week.
Final week of Advent.
All right. So find your joy this week, everybody.
Bye.
See you soon.
Thanks for taking a faith break with us today. Karen Luke and Ann Gallagher are lay ministers with the parishes of St. Catherine of Siena in Mendon, New York, and Church of the Transfiguration in Pittsford, New York. More about our parishes, including weekly live-streamed Sunday Mass, can be found at stcath.org or transfigurationpittsford.org. Engineering today is by Jeff Beckett. Catch new episodes each week on your favorite podcast or music app.